Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
I am thrilled to be joined by the lovely Gina Daly, who is known for her incredible fakeaway recipes and, of course, her page, The Daily Dish, on Instagram. North of 250,000 followers. You didn't think that when you started it, did you, Gina?
No.
No.
I thought only my dad.
Jump
only
in
my
there
dad
that be
or my sister. But yeah, it was. It's a big surprise, but it's a nice surprise.
Well, look, before we get on to any of that, I've got very important things to ask.
Yes.
Carl, your fella, is a metalhead.
Right.
I've seen you cook in Kiss t-shirts, Nirvana t-shirts. I saw Gene, your young fella, in a Ramones t-shirt the other day. So, are we a family of metalheads here?
Not me.
Not you.
No, Carl always slags me because every time I bring home a band t-shirt, he's like, name two songs. And I'm like, it's not what it's about.
It's fashion.
Yeah,
so what do you love then, music-wise?
A bit. I do like a bit of everything. Like, I'm more of a kind of a... Arcade Fire, Mumford & Sons, that type of music.
Okay, you and Carl get on very well. Yeah, Carl and I'd be best friends here. I'm a proper metalhead as well.
Oh yeah, his knowledge of music is just outstanding.
Yeah.
I just keep nodding.
Does he play as well?
Yeah, he plays guitar. He was in a band years ago.
Okay, years ago. So yeah, you see my guitars over here in the wall as well. Yeah, Carl and I think listen, you want to go get him and bring him. Nobody messing. No, we're here to talk about cooking and talk about all the wonderful things you do on Instagram. But you've also partnered with Lidl. This is a really interesting product because I've seen these on US TV. I didn't realise they were even available here, but Lidl have one of the... Listen, will you explain what it is? You're far more qualified than I am.
Yeah, so Lidl have brought out an all-in-one cooking appliance. It's called I always get this wrong, a Monsieur Cuisine, or a Mr. Cuisine, is right. Like my inner dove wants to cry out, Mr. So basically what it is, it's the first time they've brought it to the Irish market.
Right.
It has been available for multiple years on the European market.
Okay.
This particular one, it sold 2 million units, and Ireland now have, or Lidl Ireland have brought it in.
Wow.
So what it is it's an all-in-one device, so it's a unit with a smart technology. It has a full-coloured screen on the front, and it incorporates multiple kitchen gadgets into one unit.
Okay, so this is the thing I've seen. Okay, so this is the same thing we're talking about. Right, so what is, when you say multiple kitchen gadgets, what ones would be in it?
So it's going to, it has slow cooker, it steams, it sautés, it kneads, it ferments,
it's
it
also
chops.
It weighs, doesn't it?
It weighs, when you turn the device on, the screen comes up and you can use it to follow the onboard recipes. So there's 600 plus recipes built into it.
Wow.
And then it also, the second half, you can use each individual feature by itself.
By itself,
so
right.
When you're using the adaptive cooking, it's called, you choose a recipe. So say, for example, a bolognese.
Yeah.
You turn it on, you select bolognese, and the first step says add 200 grams of X, Y, and Z. And it automatically adapts to each feature. So it turns into a weighing scales. Then the next step is to chop. So then it chops all the vegetables.
It chops it for you.
Then the next step, it's going to saute the vegetables.
Okay.
And then as the recipe progresses, so you can imagine each screen is like turning the page of a cookbook. It's doing everything for you. So it's designed with, I suppose, to make cooking from scratch convenient, and enjoyable. So, yeah. Like, I mean, there was research done that just kind of over half, 50% of people cook from scratch daily. They want to, you know what's in their food. They want to know what ingredients they're putting into it. And then the people, like, I thought that was really interesting, because I would have thought that figure would have been a lot more. So it's positive to
more
hear.
More than 50. Lower. Absolutely.
I thought, you know, cooking from scratch.
It's one of the most satisfying things in the world. And I don't know if it's because of the job that I do, that, like, obviously I talk into this yellow thing in front of me as a microphone and hope that it goes well. And whereas I love making things. Outside of my work, I love, like, you know, when I go home and I go, okay, I've got these ingredients, I'm going to make this dinner, I think about it on the way home, I get home, I love doing it.
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of this machine, is that, like, for people, like, obviously I'm a cook, did I think I needed it? No.
Right.
But do I need it? Yes. I don't bake, and I don't bake because I don't have the tools to bake. I don't have a stand mixer. I don't have all of the bits and pieces, but that's all incorporated into
So now
I have my flour, I have my yeast, and I'm like making my bread from scratch. But it's like, I mean, even if you are an experienced cook, like, I cook all day most of the time for a living. The last thing I want to do in the evening time is to think about what I'm going to do to the family and the kids.
We get this all the time. So even today, we were talking on the show after 9 o'clock. We were talking about if there was a robot coffee maker, for example, that, like, you know, has a 7 joints on it and it can get the milk and the thing and make it exactly what you want it. We were talking about, what would you love a robot for? And so many people said the decision of cooking, not even the cooking, just the decision to go, I've got this many kids and she won't eat that and he doesn't like that and he had that yesterday and whatever. And just the decision making process.
To take the pressure off and, like, you know, just make it kind of an easy step by step. And that's why, without, like, there's 600 recipes built into this. Yeah. So if you know all your kids want a bolognese or a lasagna or a ragu, I made a gorgeous butter chicken the other night, which I would make quite a lot on the pan.
Sure.
But then you have pots and you have pans and you're poaching chicken, whereas everything just went into one pot. It blended it, it cooked my chicken, and my son was like, did you make that, Mom? I was like, oh my God.
that's always the biggest compliment you can get, is that.
So he's delighted.
Fascinating. I love it. Okay, well, that's very interesting. We'll keep it on that. So when is that coming on sale? People will want to know.
So it's going to be a middle aisle special. So it's got, from the feedback that I've got, it's going to be one of those things where you pack your
bags
and start queuing. Yeah, so it's the 3rd of April. It's going to be available on the Thursday, and it's get in there, get it all you can. I think as well, the beauty of it is there are other top, like, other big brand competitors
out there,
and this is a 1/3 of the price of those devices, so it's affordable then as well.
Amazing. Right, well, listen, before we get on to the next bit, which is our listeners' questions, very quickly, can you tell the story of how you and Carl met?
Oh, gosh.
Because I think this, you may have told this before, but I just think for my listeners, in case they haven't heard it, it's such a beautiful thing.
So Carl is K-A-R-O-L.
Okay. But pronounced Carl.
Carl. Yeah. He was born in 1979, the year the Pope came to Ireland. No, his mum and dad didn't want to call him John Paul because everyone was. So anyway, I worked in retail for years. He was customer care, and I was emailing a Carl, and I was phoning a Carol.
Yeah.
So I thought there were two different people.
Of course.
And we'd have great chats via email, and I'd be telling him about me, I'm going on a date and I'm doing this. And anyway, turned out my boss was like, I said, that Carl girl is lovely, and head office says, I have no idea who you're talking about. Turned out Carl was a guy, and I was scarlet. I nearly died.
Broke the ice.
I actually turned inside out. So it made things a little bit awkward. He asked me out on a date one night after, you know, all that awkwardness kind of, and I was like, absolutely not. I can't go on a date. I was like, what do I do? And I went to say, shaved my legs, went out. And that was the April. We got engaged in the May and we got married in the November.
Oh,
and that
my
was
God.
18 years ago. That so
is
when you
amazing.
Know, you know.
When you know, you know, it's right. It's even if you mistake them for a girl. A lot of people getting in touch, Gina, about their the Monsieur Cuisine. Fiona's actually in France, so she would definitely know how to pronounce Monsieur Cuisine. But she said, the concept is amazing. I have another equivalent of it since 2020, and I wouldn't have a kitchen without it. Hard to explain how much time it saves when cooking, is what she says.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a big time saver. And like, I was actually doing demos of it at the weekend, and I'm doing demos for it on Saturday in Cork. And the amount of people who, because it's been in the European market for nearly 10 years, that have them.
Gotcha.
Yeah, in Spain and places like that. And they're like, I couldn't be without this. So that's really reassuring as well to know, especially when something new is coming to the market.
Totally, it's expensive, says Shema, but it's an amazing piece of kit. I use mine daily. Kira says, Dave, I have no question for Gina. Say she's fantastic. One of my favourite people to follow on Instagram. Her recipes are always amazing. Could you please wish her and all her family, especially Jean, a very happy World Down Syndrome Day for Friday?
Oh, thank you very much. That's gorgeous.
That's lovely. And Garrett says, I grew up in Bray. Carl, Gina's husband, was my neighbour and a fellow metalhead and a love from a lovely family.
Ah.
Well, there you go. Listen, we've got to get on to the questions that our listeners have put it to. Because what we did was we asked them what ingredients they have in their fridges and store cupboards today.
Right.
And can you, off the top of your head, which is putting a lot of pressure on you, come up with a recipe for dinner for tonight or whatever, right? Okay. So Philly has jam, garlic mayo, and sliced ham. I mean, talk about starting you off with a difficult one.
Yeah, well, I mean, it mightn't be like a big dinner, but I mean, what we do at home is we do like a sweet and salty cheese toast.
Oh, yeah.
We also make a thing, it's like Elvis's favourite thing, Fool's Gold. So it's jam, peanut butter, banana and stuff. But like what you do with your garlic mayo, you use your garlic mayo as your butter on the outside, which gives it a nice crust when you're frying it on the pan. Obviously, your sliced ham, your jam, and if you do have a bit of peanut butter, I recommend popping it in there. It sounds mental, but it's absolutely gorgeous.
Well, it's funny because one of my favourite things I discovered by accident is ham and cheese on brown bread, right? Yeah. So just like very simple butter, ham and cheese. But then when I'm making that, I like to make a dessert with it, which is the same brown bread, but with marmalade, right?
Right.
One day I spilled marmalade out of the jar onto the ham and cheese. I was like, oh no! And then I went, just eat it. And
it was
like,
gorgeous.
Oh my God, this is the best thing ever.
Ham and orange, that combination is beautiful.
So well together. Love it. Christina says, Gina, how about this? I have chicken, pancetta, peppers, onion, garlic, pasta, rashers, spuds. What do you think? I mean, you could do anything with that.
Anything. Like, I mean, with pancetta and you have garlic and your peppers and onions, like, you could kind of do almost like an Alfredo mix, like a carbonara type of thing.
Yeah, a bit of cream.
Cream and then a bit of parmesan. And like rashers and pancetta are pretty. So like you're just going to have rashers on rashers. Just throw it all into a big pan.
There you go.
Fry it all off.
Put the pasta in away.
Drizzle it with hot honey and you have an amazing dish.
Okay, John says, I've got chicken breast, Gina, red paprika, avocado, cherry tomatoes. Suggestions are great. Oh, and I have lemons too.
Oh, lemons too. Again, similar idea. I mean, you could do like a creamy avocado mash, or if you want to do it in wraps. So like creamy paprika, chicken with avocado mash sounds nice to me.
Nice.
My brain was just like, I'm not thinking about dinner, so I googled some things.
Fair enough.
ChatGPT.
Give me a recipe for the following. Absolutely, yeah. But why not? But
it's a good way to get kind of ideas. Again, simple ways of just kind of throwing it. Look what's in your fridge. My vegetables will be crying to me at the end of it. Like, use me. Throw it into Google or whatever and you'll get ideas.
Something. Yeah, absolutely. No, that's the thing. And like, as you said before, cooking from scratch, I think it's just so satisfying. But especially when you are faced with a fridge going, what am I going to do now? And then you'll often come up with something that you go, wow, I never thought of that before.
Just throw all the bits and pieces in.
Absolutely. Quick fire round before I let you go, Jane. I ask all my guests these questions. So what are you currently obsessed with?
In my life, in general.
In general, could be anything. Doesn't have to be anything to do with food at all. Could be anything.
Wide leg jeans.
Wide leg jeans. Okay.
Yeah, that's my obsession at the moment.
So are these a thing? I don't know.
Like I've just discovered them recently. I'm really tall, but I think I have kind of mid-sized legs.
Right.
So finding the perfect jean
that has a
stretchy waist
and
doesn't cut me in half. So that's like my latest obsession.
Okay, wide leg jeans. Brilliant answer. Who's the most famous person in your phone or has kind of followed your DMs on Instagram or anything like that?
I don't know. Neven Maguire, he's like my bestie. I'm only joking, Neven.
No, Neven is one of the nicest humans in the world.
Neven is the most gorgeous person and he's takes such an interest in, you know, as being a non-chef. He's just always very supportive and he absolutely loves jeans, so we always have like lovely
brilliant.
He's
so nice. I love Neven. Think about when you're about 8 years old, right? So you're in second class in school. Mm-hmm. What school were you in?
St. Joseph's.
St. Joseph's.
No, in St. Mary's.
St. Mary's, where was that?
In Lucan.
In Lucan, right. So you're in Mary's in Lucan. It's lunchtime or a little break, whatever, and the teacher says, open your lunchbox. What was inside your lunchbox then?
Well, before the tears hit the lunchbox. My mum used to give me cream crackers with pate.
Okay.
Or cream crackers with butter.
Wow.
Or cream crackers with plastic cheese.
My daughter Nina is now singing to she. It's her favourite thing in the world is cream crackers and
delicious.
Anything.
With, yeah, but the monotony of it probably for about 6 years.
Yeah. Fair enough, fair enough. Any treats at all?
There used to be things, I think they were called touchdowns. All them old bars.
Right.
Or if I was lucky, it was a wagon wheel.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I'm wondering if you can fit in the lunchbox. And the final question, forgive me for this one, I'll ask everybody because I don't. Do you wash your legs in the shower?
Do I wash my legs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I do.
Just think about that for a second.
Well, I suppose when I decide to shave them.
In fairness, I take, right, shaving, exfoliating, I take that as rest. Forget that for a second.
Yeah, no,
I
do.
If you're nipping into the shower, you've got 3 or 4 minutes before Jean's banging the door down.
Probably, no, for a quick shower, probably not. But generally speaking, I would always have tan up to my kind of calves.
Gotcha.
So I do wash it off. So technically speaking, I don't know whether I do it intentionally if I didn't have tan.
Okay. Well, listen, best of luck with everything you're doing with Lidl. Keep an eye out for that Monsieur Cuisine.
Third
of April is coming out in the middle aisle. It's going to be very popular, I think. But listen, thanks so much for coming in and best luck with the Daily Dish. We'll keep following you and keep an eye on you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, cheers, Gina.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.